Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on Ukraine crisis from the point of view of first Moscow, now Brussels, NATO, and then finally Kiev, Ukraine, or what is left of it. Professor, NATO is made up of countries that insist upon moving unanimously or not moving at all. One of them is Turkey. Another is Germany. Right now, NATO was part of the conversation in the original round of negotiations. I believe that the State Department and the Russian Foreign Ministry were both at the councils in Brussels for conversations, and Russian officers were present. Now, however, Mr. Blinken did not go to Brussels in his most recent embassy. He started in Kiev with Mr. Zelensky. He went to Berlin to speak to the foreign ministers of the UK, France, and Germany. And now he's said to be moving, and then he went to Geneva to talk to Mr. Lavrov, representing the Russian Federation. And now we're waiting what's next. Now, what does NATO see in all of these negotiations? Is there an advantage for NATO? Is there a disadvantage here?
Well, I think what NATO is, what a lot of the NATO states are going to come to realize is that actually NATO is, or some kind of security arrangement, an alliance in Europe, which is backstopped by the United States, is essential to their security. Otherwise, they are continually endangered by Russia, and this is particularly the case now that Russia has so much control of energy and all the rest, and also NATO's tremendous weakness. So I think that their concern is suddenly it's going to shift from keeping Washington in, which would be a new approach, because the NATO's traditional approach is to say, look, yes, we want your insurance policy, but we want to run our own foreign policy. And we see this in the self-contradictory actions of many of the NATO states.
The NATO state that's always in the news now is Germany. Germany has some hold on Russia because of Nord Stream 2. Russia wants that to be completed and opened and continue its business. Germany is also led by a new government, led by Olaf Scholz, who importantly is from the socialist, the left of center side of German politics. Olaf Scholz has voiced, or at least conveyed, reluctance to go along with closing down Nord Stream 2 or using it as leverage. Is Germany an important part of NATO? Do we need Germany to obey in order for NATO to function? Or can NATO work around Germany?
Well, I think NATO without Germany would be a very odd alliance indeed. And I think the problem we have now here is that the Germans have never thought with real discipline about their military needs and interests, and that now all of a sudden there's a possibility there's to be a war within striking distance of their now quite agreeable country. And they themselves do not have anything remotely like a military capability that could defend them. As for leverage, the Russians have a lot of leverage over them through energy. But on the other hand, the Russians rely on Germany for supply of all sorts of things. And the Germans are, I mean, the Chinese submarines run on German diesel engines. The Germans have worked two sides of the street. And I think that what the final German decision is will be important, and that's going to depend on how things go in Ukraine. Because if they see a real war and they see Russia unleashing her extraordinary military power to absolutely demolish Ukraine, the Germans are going to be very, very worried, and they're going to start saying, God, we really ought to have an alliance.
Is NATO right now, to your understanding, functional or dysfunctional? How is it conducting
itself? I would say it's dysfunctional. There is no country in Europe that is capable of waging a war outside of her borders without United States logistical support.
And because NATO is not functioning as a defensive alliance, it's often been said the most effective defensive alliance in modern history. Is there use for it, keeping it around, maintaining it? Does it provide some advantage that would not be there if NATO were to be dismissed?
Well, it has always provided a kind of comforting words, but I think that if it indeed is going to face an actual challenge, which is visible by the smoke of explosions and, you know, the thump of artillery and the scream of aircraft, the NATO is going to have to get serious. And that means that the various states in NATO are going to have militaries of their own that are sufficient to defend themselves, and they're going to have to stop free riding on the United States, and that's a very, very major problem. But I think that ironically, if Russia overplays her hand in Ukraine, this is why it's so important to the Russians that they score a quick, decisive, relatively small, bloodless victory, then the result is going to be that NATO begins to get its act together, or some successor to NATO. There's much talk that, for instance, Sweden and Finland, both of which are formidable powers, will join NATO. If that happens, then Russia is in a very difficult position, not least because Finland and Estonia control access from the Baltic Sea to St. Petersburg and to the main Russian naval bases there. So this, if Russia mishandles this, the Europeans, far from flying apart and each trying to make a separate peace, which is what they initially were doing, I think they're going to say, look, the Russians are unpredictable and dangerous. The Americans are useless. They're not here to die for us when we need them. So we're going to have to really think seriously about having the sorts of forces that we did not as big as, but you know, in World War II, France and Germany and England, so they had lots of tanks, lots of planes, and so forth. They don't anymore.
When the President of the United States, in his remarks to the media, used the phrase minor incursion, what did NATO think? Can you project into the NATO point of view? All of those states, there are many different languages, there are many different histories. What did they hear, minor incursion?
Well, I think that this would be quite chilling because they're accustomed to painting the Americans as being sort of extreme in their insistence on military strength and deterrence of Russia, whereas they see themselves as sort of more reasonable interlocutors for both sides. But if you think of, states like Belgium or the Netherlands or Luxembourg or any number of others, Slovenia, the Baltics, all of these things, they would qualify, arguably, God knows what Mr. Biden meant by that, but they could easily be said, well, it's just a minor incursion. the Russians can't tolerate having Estonia border her main water access to her only water access to the Baltic Sea. So it's understandable that they do something that's kind of minor. Well, the Estonians don't like that. It scares the daylights out of everybody else. So I think that this what Biden was really doing was saying something that was very weak, essentially. Well, if they don't do too much, maybe we'll let it go by. And this scares this scares the Europeans very much, because they want an America that will strike the minute that will strike back the minute that a strike is made.
I'm speaking to Professor H. A. Mackinder, International Relations, the point of view of Brussels, of NATO. We're going to turn to one more point of view, the target, Ukraine, Kiev's point of view. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.